Well, I really gave this a lot of thought because I knew that there would probably be people who would take exception to my writing in first person as a black person. But I wanted her story to be powerful and immediate to the reader. And I could only do that if she were in first person. So I really worked very hard. I had sort of a panel of six blacks and six whites who grew up in that time advising me about, telling me their stories, advising me, and reading to see if I was authentic about it. Plus, we have this wonderful facility in Birmingham, the Civil Rights Institute, and their archives are excellent. And in their archives, they have hundreds of oral histories, and I read them all to get the perspective of a black person. So I felt that in order to make it the most powerful voice in the story, I had to make it first person, and I did it with a great deal of care because I wanted to be authentic. So I wanted to go to the actual sources. I went to the people, first of all, and heard the stories. I went to the archives and read through all the stories. I read every book available, several hundred eventually, about the civil rights movement and from every perspective. I went to the library where they have the archives of the newspapers, and I read through all the that period of time, all the white newspapers articles and all the black newspapers articles to get both perspectives of it. Birmingham was a steel city. It had been known as the Pittsburgh of the South. Steel mills and the mines were what carried that city and made it prosperous originally. It had lost prosperity during the Depression, gotten some back during the war years in the 40s, but was losing jobs. The mines were playing out. Steel was no longer as important. And so prejudice feeds on worry about jobs and that kind of thing. And that was certainly prevalent then. And the two societies, the black society, the white society, were so separate that leaders were feeding on the fear between the two and causing a great deal of strife. And there was a lot of violence going on in the Birmingham area and in different places in the South. And people were really frightened for their jobs, their homes. Black people were frightened, afraid to go to police for things. And their fears were very real, based on reality. There was a violence in the South. It was considered the most racist place in the United States in the 60s.